That's our ring time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer.
Now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find the Meadowlark's head dishwasher, Cedric Wehunt, in the Jot 'em Down store. He's talking to Abner. Listen.
Well, I've got the breakfast dishes all washed now, Mr. Abner. Is it all right for me to leave now?
Why, I reckon so, Cedric. You're all down there, huh?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, Lum ain't here. He went down to the barber shop, but I reckon he won't need you now till the noon rush hour when that bus crowd gets here.
Oh, is that so that Mr. Lum's going to lose that bus business?
Oh, no. No, I don't think so, Cedric. There were quite a few complaints last week, but since Lum started serving something besides them pancake dishes, well, the complaints have stopped.
Well, I'm glad. I just love to be in here when them people get off the bus.
Yeah, oh, it's a lot of fun, all right.
I've never seen so many diamond rings in my life.
Yeah, they're sure dressed up. I'll say that for them. Yes, sir.
Gold, too.
Oh, yeah, wealthy bunch of people getting trouble looking at them, yeah. But I think they're going to be pretty well satisfied from now on in here. Lum's got a pretty good menu now, I believe, even though it is all canned stuff.
Got a pretty good what?
Yeah. Menu, that's that list of stuff that he prints up there. Them little papers shows folks what we got to eat here, Cedric.
That list of stuff?
That's what they call them, menus, or menus, M-E-N-U's.
Oh, I thought that was Mina, the county seat.
Oh, no, it's menu. Whatever you say it.
Well, I'm proud he's going to serve something besides pancakes. Easier on my dishwater since he started serving something else.
Yeah.
I always wound up with a pan full of sorghum.
Yeah. Well, things are going to go better from now on, ain't no doubt.
Just can't get molasses to foam up.
Well, sir, I'll tell you something, Cedric. You just stick with this job here, because pretty soon, I can already tell you this, though.
Ought not to tell me what?
Oh, nothing.
Well, what is it? I'm just dying to know.
Well,
something for Christmas?
No, Cedric. Don't tell Lum now, because it's going to be a surprise on him.
Surprise?
Yeah.
Boy, I love surprises. Just love them.
Well, you might not know it, Cedric, but pretty soon the Meadowlark restaurant here is going to be awful famous.
Famous?
Yes, sir. Me and Grandpappy Spears wrote a letter to a feller named Duncan Hines last week, and we asked him to come out here to Pine Ridge and give Lum's restaurant a recommend in some book that he puts out.
Yes, ma'am.
Once you get your name in that book of his, why, then you are famous.
Yeah.
Oh, F-O-M-U-S, famous. Yes.
Reckon he'd put my name in there? Just little bitty letters, maybe?
Why, no, Cedric. It's just for restaurants, not humans.
Boy, I wish I was a restaurant. I'd sure love to be famous.
Yeah, well, wait a minute. There comes Lum back. Recollect now, Cedric, don't you mention a word of this to him.
No, Mama.
Yeah, look, don't forget the groceries you're supposed to take home to your Mama. They're sitting right there on the counter.
Oh, yeah, I see them.
And be sure and be back for the noon rush now, Cedric.
Yes, Mom. Oh, hello, Mr. Lum.
Yeah, howdy, Cedric.
I'll be back at noontime.
Yeah, fine.
Yeah, you got back quicker than I figured you would, Lum. Thought you went down there to get a haircut.
Come over here, Abner.
Huh?
Sit down.
Oh, well, Lum, I ain't tired. Sorry, I've got a lot of grocery orders.
I said sit down.
Oh.
Don't sit on the edge of it. Sit clean back.
Well, Lum, I really...
Just keep quiet. Don't speak till you're spoke to.
Yes, sir.
All right, now. Tell me. Just what was the big idea?
Big idea?
Don't act Sanderson. Just what was you and Grandpap trying to do to me? Make me the laughing stocks of the whole community?
Why, what are you talking about, Lum?
You know good and well what I'm talking about. That letter you wrote to Mr. Duncan Hines.
How did you know about that?
Oh, so you admit you done it.
Well, we were just hoping you wouldn't find out about it.
Natural.
We wanted to surprise you.
Yeah, sure. Surprise me.
Yeah?
Surprise me right into bankruptcy.
Huh?
Make my restaurant such a laughing stock that nobody will ever eat in it.
Laughing stocks?
Did Luke Spears put you and Grandpap up to this?
No, sir, he didn't. It was my own idea.
Oh, it was?
Yes, sir.
Fine friend you turned out to be. Cutting my throat right behind my own back.
Well, now, wait just a minute, Lum. I don't see how you figured that this will make you a laughing stock. I thought we was doing you a big favor.
All right, now, don't try to make excuses.
Well, we did.
What was you aiming on doing? Get a big crowd around here the day Mr. Hines comes out here and taking a look at my restaurant?
Well, I hadn't thought much about it. I reckon that would be a good idea, though.
Yeah, sure. That'd be a wonderful idea.
Well, good for me.
Do it up good. Get everybody out there guffawing at me. Invite some people over from Cherry Hill, why don't you?
Well, if they can make it.
Sell tickets. Charge admission.
Oh, I doubt if they pay.
Build some bleacher seats. Put up a big microphone so everybody can hear what Mr. Hines says when he walks in and sees the restaurant the way it is now.
Well, ain't that what you want? Don't you want him to look at your restaurant?
Not now, I don't. Look at it. All it is now is just a little lunch counter in one corner of a general store. Wait till I branch out and build a big fancy place. Then's when I want to see him.
Well, Lord.
I'd be embarrassed to death to have him walk in here. I'd be humiliated, mortificated.
Well, I thought he was coming in here to eat. Well, I understand that he don't care what a place looks like, long as the vittles is good.
Well, there's that, too. Whilst I'll admit my cooking's getting better, I ain't got it to where I can exactly brag on it yet. Leastways, not to a man like Mr. Duncan Hines.
Why not?
Well, don't you know, he's a gourmet.
He is? Well, I'm sorry, Lum, I never knowed it.
Well, don't you know what a gourmet is?
Well, no, but he looked all right in that picture. Well, this goes to show you just can't tell
it. Abner, a gourmet is a fella that's an expert on good victuals. A regular authority on it. That's what he's famous for.
Oh.
I think it's a French word.
It is. I see. Gourmet.
Yeah.
I better recollect that. Just in case I ever meet up with the French one and take supper with him. Gourmet. How do you spell that, Lon?
Well, G-O, starts with a G, I know.
Oh.
G-O, wait a minute. Don't change the subject. Exactly what was the big idea you and Grand Theft writing that letter?
Well, now, Lon.
What did I ever do to you?
Lon, we
never... Hi, Bernice, I'm a good mind to take you by the nap of the neck. Hello, Doc.
Do you mind if I use your telephone?
No, go right ahead, Doc.
Professional call.
Yeah, fine.
Well, Lon, me and Grandpap never meant to do nothing. It'd make you a laughing stock.
Just let it go for now, Abner.
Nice day, isn't it?
Oh, yes, sir. Wonderful day, Doc.
Nice weather. Balmy?
In a foggy sort of a way, yes.
Say, suppose there's something the matter with this phone?
I don't know. Sometimes you have to ring twice.
What's the matter, Doc?
I hear a lot of clicking noises.
Clicking?
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's just folks lifting up their receivers up and down the line. They always listen in every time you call anybody.
Hang up on them. That'll fool them. Now, ring them again.
Oh, they'll be mad as they can be.
Say, is there a party on this line that has a baby that has the colic?
Yeah, out the Bateses, yes. I heard this morning, I was listening in to their youngins down with the collar.
I never knew that.
Yeah, I was hearing them talking, called a doctor this morning, naturally I listened in.
Must be serious.
Yeah.
Now, I think I hear somebody stirring up a fruitcake.
A fruit? How can you tell they're stirring up a fruitcake?
I hear the nut meat sitting on the side of the crock. Oh, here he is.
Huh?
Hello, is that you, Mr. Johnson?
What world's he talking about?
I don't know.
Now, this is Dr. Benjamin Franklin Withers speaking.
Stirring up a fruitcake.
Yes? Well, I've got your goat here in my office. How's that?
He's got that goat for a patient again?
Yeah, he's had him back there all morning.
No, he seems to be getting along all right. But I wanted to ask you if you've been hearing a peculiar noise inside the goat. You haven't, huh? Well, I can best describe it as a sort of a ticking noise. You haven't, huh? Well, I don't think it's anything serious. I'll check with you later, Mr. Johnson. Yes. Goodbye. Much obliged, Lum.
Not at all, Doc.
Say, by the way, do either of you have the correct time?
Time?
Yes, I seem to have mislaid my watch.
Oh, it's about 20 minutes after 10, Doc.
Thank you. Nice weather we're having.
Yes, it is.
Foggy. Let's see, where was I at now? Oh, yeah. I'm a good mind to take you by the neck and... what was I going to say there?
And mop up the floor. Well, now, just a minute.
You little varmint, sneaking around behind my back, pulling a stunt like that.
Well, Lum, would you listen to me for just a minute? Just let me talk a half a second.
All right.
We thought we was doing you a favor when we wrote that letter. Honest, we did. We wouldn't have wrote no letter to nobody if we hadn't thought it'd help you.
Well, answer this. You check with me before you go doing me any favor.
All right.
I don't know why I put up with such a thing.
Oh, goodness.
The only thing it'll save you is if he decides not to come.
Not to come.
And there's a pretty good chance he won't when he sees the kind of a letter you and Grandpap Muster wrote him.
Well, it was a pretty good letter if I do say it myself. Wrote it with ink, even. That's my best. We told him what a wonderful place the Meadowlark restaurant was. Used a lot of that fancy stuff that you put in them spotted announcements we was using.
Oh, my goodness.
Right in the heart of downtown Pine Ridge over there, looked in Main Street.
Oh, me.
We done it up good.
Well, you better set right down and undo it.
Huh?
You write him another letter and tell him the whole thing was a mistake.
Well, now, wait a minute. There comes Grandpap right now.
Oh, well, good. He can just help you write it.
Well, if you want us to, I don't think we'll write it, but I'll tell you.
Hey, Abner, it's come. It's here.
Huh?
I know I oughtn't have read the telegram, but
what
I just...
What telegram?
Oh, it's written from Mr. Duncan Hines.
Mr. Duncan Hines?
He says he'll be in Pine Ridge next week, and he'd be glad to stop in at the Meadowlark restaurant.
He did? Oh, Lom, now, wait a minute now, Lom. Let's talk it over. Lom, look out. Help, Grandpap.
Well, it looks like the floor is going to get that mopping after all. And it'll be nice to have the place clean for Mr. Hines.
Listen again every weekday at this time for Lemon Abner down in Pine Ridge. Brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer and One-A-Day brand vitamins. Gene Baker speaking. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.